Hey everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of the Business Success Network podcast with me, Gary Jones, Stacey Calder, and everyone at the February's Meetup and Mingle event in Leamington Spa. Now, this is a very special Meetup and Mingle podcast because we went there and we spoke to a few of the different people, and you're going to get a special insight into the event. Now, if you don't know what the Meetup and Mingle events are, they are run quarterly in November, February, May and August, basically the months that follow the Business Success Magazine release. Now, the aim is to allow businesses of all sizes a chance to meet each other and create strong, lasting business relationships. It will give people the chance to talk about their business in a friendly environment, but you'll also have the chance to meet and chat with the experts, magazine contributors, asking them all about their articles and expertise. Each month, there's going to be featured a two-minute intro round. You're going to hear guest speakers all talking about what they're passionate about, and they give you so much content you can take away and use it as well as the open networking part. Now, in this podcast, we are going to be catching up with Stacey Calder, leader in chief of the Business Success Network, but also we're going to check out interviews with Simon Toon, who's been working on Stacey on a joint project, latest cover star Kellyanne Grimes, plus a few more people who were there at the event, and we're going to hear a few of Kellyanne Grimes' top tips. So before I kind of carry on and ramble, let's get started with the first little snippet from me and Stacey, all about what the event is and why she's so goddamn excited at it. We are at the Meetup and Mingle for the Business Success Network. Have I got that right, Stacey?
You have, yes.
Boom. I am with Leader-in-Chief Stacey Calder, and she is dancing around. She can't wait to kind of announce something. Can you announce it on here? This is obviously going to go out after you've announced it to people in the room.
Shall I be really quiet and just whisper it then? People might hear me.
Do you reckon it's a best kept secret, this?
No, it's not the best kept secret, Gary, because you know that because you got me into trouble this morning.
I downloaded it last night, and yeah, I
dropped us in it again.
This is going out afterwards,
okay,
so it's fine. So tell people why you're really excited.
So we normally do this event quarterly. It allows local businesses and businesses from all over to come along, network, and meet the contributors and the cover stars of the magazine. But it also, tonight, we've got a great guest speaker, Kellyanne, who is on the cover. But also we're announcing our big news, which is going to be huge for the network and for the experts within it, which is, drum roll.
Shall we tell them now or should we hold fire?
Well, I don't know. Let's just tell them now. I can't keep a secret anyway.
Do it.
So tonight, in about an hour's time, we're going to be launching the Business Success Network app. I know, it's so... Now you can see why I'm jumping around on the spot, because it's huge.
So people who are actually just listening to this, she is like an excited schoolgirl. Imagine a three-year-old at Christmas who's going to get a pony and she can see a present shaped like a pony. She wants it. That's how Stacey is now. I've never seen her this kind of bursting.
I'm probably a bit more excited than that. Think Tigger jumping on Pooh Bear, and I think we've like hit the nail on that.
Tigger jumping on Pooh Bear, trying to eat honey. Great.
Yes, that exactly.
So we're going to have a chat with Kellyanne in a moment. We'll catch up with you later after we've gone chat. Is that all right?
Perfect.
Cool. Cheers. Now, before we have a chat with Kellyanne Grimes, let's catch up with Simon Toon to talk a little bit more about the app and the different sections of it. He doesn't do web, but he does software and app. I am with the extraordinaire, which is Simon Toon, and he's going to be talking about something that we've just heard about, and it's damn cool. So, Simon, what's everyone excited about?
Well, if I'm allowed to say, and bear in mind when people hear this, it'll be out there anyway, is Stacey and I have been working together collaboratively, and we're releasing the Business Success Network app this evening.
Ace. So this is recorded before everybody else knows, so this is a bit hush, but it's out there now because you'll listen to the podcast after it's been released. So Simon, tell us what they'll find if they go onto the app.
Well, basically, it's going to give a lot of functions that Stacey wants to put out there. So it's going to have an opportunity to read the magazine and keep it on your device so you can take it with you. There's also going to be a daily challenges section to help grow you and your business. And this is all content that Stacey does day in, day out, but it's being presented in the app. There's a whole Meet the Expert section, which you're in, where you can go on there, read a bit about the experts, send them questions if you've got any questions about their particular expertise. And a whole host of functions, and we've got a whole host of ideas that we haven't even rolled out yet.
Nice. So I've had a sneak peek of the app, and it is pretty damn cool. I like the way that the last issue is available, and you can look at the individual chapters. I love that. And also, I love the daily challenge, which is really cool. And I know that's what Stacey's passionate about. And, you know, when we talk about apps, which is one of your passions, you know, why is an app important in this case? What does it kind of solve?
One of the big things about apps over something like a website is you carry it everywhere. Everybody goes around with their mobile phones. If you're in business, you've always got your mobile phone. And an app allows you to engage in two directions. So instead of just reading content that puts out there, it actually allows you to engage back. So, as I say, with the expert section, you can interact. You can ask the experts questions and they'll get back to you. You can simply take information from it with the magazine. But the app follows you around. It also tells you when there's something new. You don't have to be sitting in front of your computer or pick up an email, because just like if someone mentioned you on Facebook, you get a notification. With an app, it works the same way. So new content goes on, you know about it first, there and then, because it's straight into your pocket.
Nice. So if people want to download the Business Success Network app, is that what it's officially called?
I believe so, yes.
Cool, okay. How would they be able to find it? Is it on the Play Store? Is it on iStore? How do the people get it?
Yeah, it's on both now. So it's on the Google Play Store. If you search for Business Success Network, and I've sent the links through to Stacey, so Stacey will be putting the links out there as well. So search for Business Success Network on either the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. So it's available on both Apple and iOS.
Sweet. And if people want to find more information about you and your business, or, hey, they're thinking about getting an app for themselves, how can they get in touch with you?
The easiest way is probably through Facebook. I've got a page for STIT Limited. So that's STIT Limited. And also, I've got another app out at the moment, which is called the Onnit app for small businesses. So if you search for Onnit small business app, then you can find me on there and zap me a message.
Cracking. Let's carry on networking. Cheers, Simon. Let's catch up with our speaker for the evening, Kellyanne Grimes. I'm with tonight's guest speaker, and this is the fantastic Kellyanne Grimes from Pink Spaghetti PA Services. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Hello, Gary.
Nailed it. So she's also the cover star of this month's, this edition of the Business Success magazine. So Kellyanne, what are you going to be talking about tonight?
So I'm going to be sharing tonight my special pink tips and tricks from my lucky dip bin. So basically it contains lots of pink props that I'm going to ask the group to pick out of my bin, and each prop represents a tip. And that tip is going to help people to either save time or improve their productivity.
Ace. Now, I've heard this before in another networking group, and it is fantastic. And I picked away two really cool tips. So later on in the episode, you will be able to hear a brief snippet of this. But if they want to find out more information about time saving or your organisation, how can people get in touch with you?
Lots of different ways. They can find me on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, on LinkedIn, on the website. I'm all over the place.
Brilliant. And did they type in just Pink Spaghetti?
Pink Spaghetti, PA Services, Stratford-upon-Avon.
Boom. Catch you later.
Thank you.
So after a period of open networking right at the start of the event, we then went into the intro section where everyone stood up and just had a kind of told people about them, about their business and about how they help people. I didn't record any of that, but there were some really interesting topics that came out of it. What we are going to fast forward to, though, is some of Kellyanne Grimes' talk. Now, she is a font of all knowledge when it comes to time management, social media and organisation. conversation. So all I did at this point was give you a little snippet and a few little tips that she imparted to us. So let's get cracking with part one.
You win.
I did. Now, the phone, you might think, is related to social media notifications, but it doesn't. The phone actually relates to email, which may seem confusing. But how much time do you waste emailing people, waiting for them to respond, following up on emails, waiting for decisions on emails? I'm sure there's lots of us that do that and think, well, you know, I emailed them last Wednesday, they still haven't got back to me, I'm going to chase them on email again. When we could easily pick up the phone and call people. And that's something we just, for some reason in business now, we don't do enough of. There's too much reliance on emails and hiding behind emails. When in the old days, we just used to pick up the phone. And it's so refreshing sometimes when someone phones you and says, can I have a decision on this? Can you do this for me? Can you meet me? And you're like, whoa, they phoned me. But it would save a lot of people a lot of time if more of us did that. So that's my tip with my phone. Okay, so the highlighter pen represents highlighting tasks. So for those of you who love a written to-do list, me being that person, what I find helps is that once I've got over the frog in the morning, if I highlight the most important tasks that I absolutely have to get done today, they might be lovely tasks, they don't have to be frog tasks, but I find highlighting them, just the top three that I've got to get done today, really helps focus me on getting those tasks done, especially when I've got a time next to them, I'm going to start and finish them. I think that especially helps if you're working for different clients in the day, just to really help focus you to get those things done. Okay?
So if you want to subscribe to the Business Success magazine, there's a couple of ways you can do that. You can go onto the website www.stacycolder.co.uk/magazine, or you can email me stacy@businesssuccessmag.co.uk.
Now, we've already heard a couple of tips from Kellyanne Grimes, but let's catch up with her again and hear just a couple more, because they are really, really, really valuable.
Okay, that's Sketty, the elephant. Sketty.
Don't
pull him apart. Okay, so how do you eat an elephant? Bit by bit, in small bites. So, the elephant... So the elephant represents to you a big task. So we often have big tasks to do. We often have big tasks that we put off because they appear to be big tasks. So the tip here is to break your big task down into small pieces, like you would do if you were going to eat an elephant. And then if you break it down and then plan when you're going to do those small pieces of that task, you're more likely to get started. And it's the getting started on a big task that's the key to its success of getting it done. Okay, so that's my elephant. Gary? Okay, so that's the folder. Now the folder... Nothing in the folder. Empty folder.
I didn't
think there was. Okay. Thought you were going to open it and have a look.
I wasn't
going to open it. Yeah. Just wanted to pop in.
So this folder represents your email inbox. Okay, so a bit creative thinking here. So lots of us have a big inbox full of emails that we don't really get round to reading. So the folder represents your read it later folder. So when you have your emails coming in, rather than just all sitting in your inbox, if it's something that doesn't need your immediate action, then file it in your read it later folder. And then when you do have half an hour spare, or you have some downtime, or you're waiting in the car to pick up a child from somewhere, you just think, oh, I'll just go and have a look at some of my Read It Later stuff. All the things that you normally subscribe to or just get sent to you for interest, then you can sit there and just go through them. And then if you haven't read them after about 2 weeks, my tip is just delete them. Unsubscribe if it is something you get on a regular basis, or just get rid of them. But it just clears your inbox and keeps your inbox full of things that you're there to action.
So we've heard some really cool tips from Kellyanne, heard the exciting news about Stacey and Simon's joint venture with the Business Success Network app. Let's catch up with Kellyanne straight after the presentation and after the announcement. So you heard from her right at the start of the podcast, and you heard from her during the actual kind of presentation section of the meeting. But here's Kellyanne, and how did it all go for you?
It went really well. I saw lots of people writing things down, so that was good.
It's a good start.
Yeah, very good. And it was really good to hear that some people are already using some of those tips, so that was good. And I think everyone especially liked the pink frogs, which I think is my favourite tip, because I think if you can eat your frog first thing in the morning, then nothing else as bad will happen to you. So that is definitely my favourite, and I hope that at least one other person has taken that away with them today.
Brilliant. So if someone missed the whole presentation and they wanted to hear it again, are you doing it anywhere else, or have they literally just missed the chance of seeing you do it?
I haven't got any plans to do it anywhere else. I'm waiting for invites.
Ooh.
However, I will be using some of my tips throughout my social media posts for the next month, so you will get to see them individually on those.
Brilliant. So just remind people, if they couldn't remember it from the beginning, how could they find you? Are you on Facebook, Twitter, that kind of stuff?
So yeah, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Instagram, I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on the Pink Spaghetti website, and if you just search for Pink Spaghetti Stratford-upon-Avon or Kellyanne, you'll definitely find me.
Thank you so much, and thank you very much for a great talk.
Thank you.
Now, it's not just the people who are speaking or Stacey, the organiser, that we caught up with. I spoke to Louise and Rebecca about their experiences and kind of what they do for their business and how they help customers. So let's start with Rebecca, and then we'll move straight into an interview with Louise. I'm with another guest of this Meetup and Mingle. So would you mind just introducing yourself and tell us a little bit about your business?
Hi, yeah, I'm Rebecca Pay. I run Pay for Precision Proofreading. I'm a proofreader and copywriter.
Brilliant. So we've heard all about the new app. We've heard all about time-saving organising tips from Kellyanne. You know, what's your kind of key takeaways for tonight?
Yeah, I thought the tips were really good, especially putting down timings for things. I'm not very good at doing that. I'm brilliant at making to-do lists. I have to-do lists coming out of my ears usually, but I'm not very good at really knuckling down and putting actual times on things, and I think that's going to definitely help me if I can do that.
Brilliant. The one bit I love is about having a Read It Later file on your computer for your emails. I love that idea, and I've been implementing it for the last couple of weeks. It's helped me quite a bit, so yeah, it kind of works. It does. So if people wanted to find a bit more information about your business and about you, how could they? Have you got a website, social media links?
Yeah, if you search Pay for Precision on Facebook, Twitter, Rebecca Pay on LinkedIn, obviously. Most of my reviews and stuff are on Facebook, so that's usually the best place to start.
Brilliant. Cheers for your time and take care.
Thanks.
We are now at the end of this Meetup and Mingle, and I am with someone who I've known for ages, and I can't get my words out, so I'm going to let her introduce herself. Go for it, Louise.
Hello, I'm Louise Crane. That's how you say it.
And what's your business, Louise?
I can't do this now. I'm from Complete Business Bureau, and also co-founder of the Warwickshire VA Network.
Brilliant. So for the people who don't know about VA, and obviously we've heard Kellyanne talk about kind of time and organising techniques tonight, Let's talk about VA for a little bit.
Okay.
So what does a VA do? What's the main definition of it?
So a VA is a virtual assistant, and there are various different guises of VAs out there, but essentially what we do is help other business owners to manage all of the behind-the-scenes stuff that they have to do to keep their business going.
Boom. So I know from personal experience, I hate doing different stuff in my business, but you kind of have to do it. VAs can take that stress away, which I love to do. So what's your passion in particular?
So I am a numbers geek, short and sweet. So I specialise in bookkeeping, I'm a qualified bookkeeper, and also just helping small business owners to understand what the numbers mean in their business.
Brilliant. So if people wanted to find more information about the Warwickshire VA network or about Complete Business Bureau, how can they?
They can look at our website. So there's the Warwickshire VA network.com, and my other business, CompleteBusinessBureau.co.uk.
Cracking. Cheers, Louise. Catch you later.
Good to see you, Gary.
And it was an absolutely cracking event. By that time, we laughed so much. We connected and heard so many good tips from Kellyanne. I just want to leave you with one final interview, which is with Stacey Calder, just to kind of sum the evening up. So this is the last part of the Meetup and Mingle podcast for tonight. And I'm with Stacey. How are you feeling? How's it all gone?
Oh, do you know, it's always a lovely event. We talk about, I'd love to say it was really businessy, but it's very social as well. So we've talked everything from business networking to pants folding, who knew, to obviously the app, which was the highlight for me, and Kellyanne speaking, which was some brilliant top tips there. But yeah, the app is now live. Go download it.
So the app's live. That's really cool. You can get it from the Play Store. You can get it from the iStore. It is so easy to do. There's so many different sections. What do you reckon is your favourite section of the app? Put you on the spot.
So my favourite section is possibly the Ask the Experts, because the network isn't just Stacey Calder. It is a whole, you know, group of us. And the fact that they now have access to, people can go on, they can read their bio, and they can ask those experts questions and get them answered pretty quickly. That just is fantastic, and it sums up the network as a whole.
And do you know what? I think that's a great final thought to finish the podcast on. Thank you very much, Stacey, and thank you for a cracking night. Thank you very much, everyone who's been listening tonight or today for the Business Success Network podcast. This has been the special Meetup and Mingle edition. If you want to find out more information about the next Meetup and Mingle or Business Success Network itself, go check out stacycalder.co.uk for more information. Check out the Meetup and Mingle tab. Click on the magazine icon. Have a great time, everyone. Take care. Remember to download the app. And until next time, goodbye, my friends.